Hey everybody. I want to do a quick live before I go to bed. I've been talking about copywriting, and I have been hearing from those of you who tell me that you have a problem with consistency, that you struggle to be consistent in your copywriting. And this includes many of you. Hi everybody. This includes many of you who tell me that you actually like writing when you do it. You often like it and you even are good at it and you are effective with it. You know, many of you are telling me you're effective with it, you enjoy it, and yet it's, you know, there are periods when you are on it and then you drop off, right? And then it's like the start-stop cycle and you'd like to be more consistent. And this is a huge thing that I really want to speak to because I think consistency is one of those things that are so easily misunderstood. Thank you for commenting on my hair for the first time ever. Not first time ever, but I'm very inconsistent. Speaking of consistency, I bought Dyson Airwrap and I'm very inconsistent with using it just because I'm so lazy. And today I just did, and so it looks beautiful. I should use it more often. Speaking of inconsistency, the first thing I want to tell you is that whatever you think inconsistency is, might not be a problem. A lot of us think of consistency in this mechanistic way, in this way that's been shaped and informed by essentially the Industrial Revolution. You got to show up every day, clock in and clock out, and you're like at the assembly line from this hour to that hour, and it is marked by this kind of regularity. And that is not really how consistency works in nature. For example, flowers, at least in my part of the world, flowers consistently bloom in the spring, but they don't necessarily bloom all year round. Flowers' consistency is that they bloom in the spring, and in a few weeks or in days, depending on the flower, they fall off. Your part of nature, because you are a human animal, and the consistency that is inherent to your creativity does not look like consistency in the way of the factory assembly line. What a lot of people judge as their inconsistency is actually their body trying to tell them what the rhythm and pace of their own consistency, their own unique consistency, looks like. And because it doesn't look like factory assembly line consistency, they are forever fighting against what their body, what their spirit is trying to tell them as their, you know, their rhythm and pace of sustainable consistency. So a lot of the times, do I have a lipstick smeared? Yes, I do. A lot of the times that people think it's a problem, it's not. And I know so many people who do not show up in a way that whatever people think is consistent, and their businesses are fine. I went completely offline, almost like 99% offline for like a month and a half earlier this year. And sometimes I post 5 times a day and sometimes I post twice a week. And that's my consistency. That is how the creativity that's inherent in me wants to express itself. And when you honor that, when you let yourself honor that, you actually have a much greater shot of being consistent over the longer run, because you're honoring your own body's rhythms. You're honoring the rhythms of your creativity, your own ebb and flow. So that's the first part of it. And for those of you who suspect that, yeah, okay, that makes sense, but also I can tell that there's something other than my natural rhythm that's kind of blocking me from showing up as much as I could, for those of you who can tell that there might be something else to that as well, I want to say this, which is that consistency is never, ever, ever, ever a work ethic problem. It's never a willpower problem. It's never even a question of commitment. It's not a question of any of these things. Consistency is an issue of relationship. Consistency is a relationship problem when it's a problem. I want you to take a moment and think about the things in your life that you don't struggle to be consistent at. that you don't have to exert a ton of effort into being consistent at, because it comes naturally to you. It's easy and automatic for you. Maybe it's even joyful for you to be consistent. For example, I don't struggle to hug my son and to kiss him and tell him I love him. It just comes out of me. Sometimes I have to struggle to not be an asshole to him when he's like being a very defiant toddler. That I do struggle with because I'm human, but I don't struggle to like hug him and kiss him. It just comes out of me. Why? Because it's the relationship that I have with him. I don't struggle to kiss and hug my husband either, for the most part. Somebody said I'm consistent at eating crap, and me too, sometimes, right? But that's funny, but also that's important to note, because let's say you are consistent at eating pretzels, I don't know, that maybe don't have the most nutritional value, but you consistently eat it. Why do you do that? Because it's pleasurable for you. It does something for you that is adding to your life. And it's like the reward for the investment of effort that you put in is great. That's the relationship you have with pretzels or whatever it is. That's just an example, right? You're probably consistent, yeah, like at binging your favorite TV shows. Those you don't struggle. Why? It's the relationship, the give and take, the exchange between you and the thing that you don't have trouble being consistent at. If you are inconsistent with your copywriting, that is because something about it isn't pleasurable. Something about it isn't a big reward for the effort that you put in. That's what makes it inconsistent. We have to fix the relationship issue that is at the heart of what this is. And trying to fix consistency any other way, trying to will yourself into being more consistent, works just as well as diets do, which is to say, not fucking at all. You know, there's plenty of studies that's pretty fucking well established at this point that the more you diet, the more you gain weight, the more you're gonna end up eating crap that you don't want to, the more your habits are gonna deteriorate, the more you diet. It's almost like the more you diet, the more you get inconsistent with the habits that are gonna make you healthier, right? So trying to willpower yourself and trying to just manage your mind in the right way so you can show up consistently, that is gonna backfire the exact same way that dieting does, right? So when I say consistency is a relationship issue, I mean several layers of relationships. I'm talking about your relationship to the people that you write to. I'm talking about the relationship to your own creativity. I'm talking about the relationship that you have to your own body when it sends you signals, like, I don't feel safe, or I'm tired, or I'm overwhelmed, or I don't want to do this, or, right? If there's no safety between you and your body signals, you're going to override them, and that's going to create this, like, struggle dynamic. I'm talking about the relationship between you and your words. I'm talking about all of these things. And when one or more of these relationships is out of balance, you will struggle to be consistent. And here are some of the most common ways that relationships go wonky and produce inconsistency is when relationships are transactional. If I have a relationship with my husband that's transactional, where my affection for him is conditional upon him doing and being certain things, I will struggle to be affectionate with him consistently, because he is a human being and his job is to be himself, not be the perfect version, according to me, that is easy for me to love, right? I am able to be consistent in loving my husband to the extent that it's not a transactional relationship. A lot of us struggle to be consistent in our businesses because it's a transactional relationship. And it's not because you're a transactional person, it's because you've most likely been taught by the majority of business advice out there that treats business like a vending machine. Effort in, money out. If you do this X, Y, and Z, you will get this output. And if that's not happening, you're doing something wrong. So fix the input and you'll get the output you want. It's very transactional, and It's based on seeing the people that you serve, your community, your audience, also in a transactional way where, like, unconsciously, it's like you feel like they owe you something. Yes, I'm recording this, and yes, I will post this later. So you can leave and come back later when you can watch it if you can't watch it right now, right? So this transactional relationship with your audience, with your business, is a big thing. It's a big thing that takes a lot of intentional alignment. It takes healing. It takes a lot of work to create safety at different levels of your body so you have consent from yourself, from your body, from your spirit, from your creativity when you go out to write copy and to do marketing-y things. Otherwise, it's a relationship of control. Like, you will do this because it's good for my business. Like, you telling yourself, thou shalt produce so that da 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 da, right? Or if it's with your people, it's like, you will, I'm doing all of this work for you. I'm giving you value. I'm doing all these things and thou shalt buy. And if you don't, what's wrong with you, right? So transactional relationships, it can sting a little to admit that that's what's really going on. Right. And remember, this is not, no part of this is like a judgment on you as a human being. It's not, you know, business is taught to us this way from day one. And the message is reinforced from in every direction possible to look at business, to look at your audience, your people in a transactional way. That is everywhere in the world. And so, of course, you've been conditioned to think this way. It doesn't mean you, This is who you are, right? So is it joyful consent from your own body to share? Is it joyful consent with your business where mutual, right? It's a little weird to think of your business as being able to give consent, but I always personalize business this way. I always speak about, if you've been around me a while, you know that I speak about the spirit of your business, right? Thinking of yourself as being in a partnership with your business that's based on respect, that's based on mutual consent, that's based on we are working together to create a different world. We are working together to help people. We are working together to create income for me as well. But it's not like my business is over there and I'm here and I'm like, you need to do this and this and that so I can have what I want. That's not a great relationship. So in the same way, think about the relationship with you that you have with your own creativity. Is it something that you can take joy in unconditionally? Is it something that you prize and that you cherish and treasure in yourself unconditionally? What is a relationship that you have with your ideas? Do you trust that they are worthy? Do you trust that they have value, that they deserve to take up space in the world regardless of what the consequences are? Or do you demand that I will do my creativity as long as it gets me XYZ? That transactional nature is going to burn you out really quickly. That's going to make you inconsistent. Because whether it's a business or another person or a group of other people, it's really hard to make any of those things produce, right, in a way that fits a capitalist objective, right? So when I think about a beautifully consistent business where you are consistent according to your own rhythm, I think about an ecosystem filled with harmonious, mutual relationships where you honor and respect your own creativity, where you honor and respect your own body, you care about consent from both of these entities, you honor and respect the people that are around you, your audience. And you're here for more than their money. And you are here because you enjoy their company. You are here because you enjoy communicating with them. You're here because you enjoy nurturing the relationship you have with them, regardless of whether they're gonna cough up a buck or two at you, right, today in this instant. I just asked a client of mine who told me that, you know, they'd like to be more consistent. I just had a train of thought and it like left me. I literally don't remember what I was going to say next about that. But I'm sure it was some version of what I already said before in this live. Sometimes it happens. Hashtag mom brain. So, most of these copywriting marketing issues go deeper than we think. And if they didn't, we would be able to fix all of the issues with all the superficial. And, you know, I don't mean superficial in a negative way, right? Like, we would be able to fix all these issues if we were to just take technical advice. Oh, just do this. You know, just like block out your calendar. Like, just have different thoughts. You know, follow this content calendar instead of that calendar. Batch out your da-da-da-da-da. You know, recycle your content. Have content pillars, whatever. Like, all of these are... It's like plastic surgery for your business when there's something going on like inside. And I'm not one to shy away from the deeper work, because for me, the deeper work has been the only thing that's ever worked for more than 2 minutes at a time. And so, you know, I'm inviting everybody to my upcoming course that starts in May, Writing with the Sword, where we're going to be working on your relationship to copywriting from all of these deeper angles. We're going to look at your relationship to your body. We're going to look at your relationship to writing itself. You know, look at your relationship with your business, your relationship with the people that you serve, all these things. Take the and sort of see when any of these relationships is transactional, we ask, like, what here needs to be healed in order for you to... for this to be a healthier, happier, more harmonious, more generative relationship. Like I said, this is the only way to go about fixing these issues, because again, that's the only thing that's ever worked for me. And when I look at my clients, it's the only thing that works for them in any kind of sustainable way. Yes. Okay. I hope that was helpful. And if I could just have you leave with one, knowing one thing, with just one idea, please let it be that trying to fix your consistency through like a better work ethic and willpower works as well as a diet does, which is to say, not fucking at all. So yeah, somebody said your course looks great. I would love to join. Unfortunately, 4 of the 6 live calls are in the middle of the night in my time zone. Yeah, it's actually gonna be like all the calls are not all gonna be in some, they're not gonna be in anyone's perfect time zone, because I intentionally spaced them out so that everyone from whatever time zone you are has at least one or two opportunities to join. And actually most of us in my courses, we rely on replays and stuff. So if that doesn't, you know, if you're okay with like working with replays, which most of my communities do, don't let that be an obstacle if you don't want it to. Or maybe joining the live calls every single time is really important to you. In that case, then it's important to you. Okay. So, all right. I will talk to you later. Many of you are saying it was helpful. I am so glad. None of this is an overnight fix. Wherever you are right now, you're not in a wrong place. We're all just at different parts of this journey, and there's no end to aligning our relationships. It's a lifetime of work, and I hope to bring something to you that is very, 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 very supportive toward that. Probably more than most other things in the world. That is my ambition for the course. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.